In the name of Jesus. Paul writes that no one can confess that Jesus is Lord apart from the Holy Spirit. We confessed in the Nicene Creed that Jesus is Lord, the second person of the Holy Trinity, the one who came down from heaven for us and our salvation, the one who suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried, the one who ascended to God's right hand, the one who with the Father, the Holy Spirit proceeds from. None can believe, none can confess that Jesus is Lord apart from the Holy Spirit. Today is the day of Pentecost. On the Jewish calendar, it is the day of first fruits. When the Holy Spirit was poured out upon the disciples and the believers in Christ, God's first fruits of the New Testament, the New Covenant, were gathered in to become part of the Holy Christian Church. You know, the Catechism teaches us that no one can believe that Jesus Christ is Lord by their own reason or strength, or come to him. But the Holy Spirit calls us by the gospel, enlightens us with his gifts, sanctifies us, and keeps us in the one true faith. Now, what are the gifts of the Holy Spirit? We could discuss many things here, but the chief gift of the Holy Spirit, the chief work of the Holy Spirit, is to bring sinners who are dead in trespass and sins to Christ Jesus, to bring them to faith in Christ, to make them a new creation in Christ through holy baptism and through the proclamation of the Word, to take us who are like those dry bones that the prophet Ezekiel saw, and to make us truly alive for the first time. Now, how does the Holy Spirit do this? The Holy Spirit works through the means of grace. He does not come to you like some UFO out of the heavens from a distant galaxy, a distant planet. No, he comes to you through tangible means. The Holy Spirit works through the things of creation. Think how our Lord Jesus Christ was conceived by the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin Mary. Our Lord Jesus Christ was anointed with the Holy Spirit at his baptism. Not that he did not have the Holy Spirit before then, but he was marked out as God's own dear Son when he was baptized and came up out of the water, and the heavens opened, and the Spirit descended upon him in the form of a dove, and God the Father proclaimed, "This is my Son, my beloved, in whom I am well pleased." Did you know that God is well pleased with you? He is well pleased with you in his Son, your Savior, Jesus Christ. He is not well pleased with you because of the good things you think you may do. Not at all. Isaiah the prophet says, "In our sins we have been a long time, and shall we be saved? We have all become like one who is unclean, and all of our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind take us away." Scripture declares openly that the wages of sin is death. But look what our Lord Jesus Christ did there on the cross. He bore the sins of all the world. All the sins that have ever been committed or ever will be committed, each and every one of your sins, the ones you have forgotten about, the ones you aren't even aware of, the ones that shame you the most, the ones you have yet to commit, Jesus is the Lamb of God who bears in his own holy flesh each and every one of your sins. And if your sins are on Jesus, they are not on you, for Jesus has carried them away. Your sins are nailed to the cross, and they remain there. So, what does this have to do with the Holy Spirit? Well, again, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The faith that trusts the grace of God in Christ Jesus for your salvation. The faith that enables you to believe in Christ and trust Him even in the midst of great affliction, even in the midst of persecution. And there are Christians being persecuted in the world today. I've brought that up in several sermons lately. We've all read about it. The holy martyrs in Egypt and Libya who have had their heads cut off on account of their confession of Jesus. But it doesn't begin there, and it certainly won't end there. The apostles themselves, Jesus says in the gospel reading for today, they will put you out of the synagogues, Jesus said. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God, and they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me. But I have said these things to you, that when their hour comes, when what seems to be their triumphant hour, when they martyr a Christian for his or her faith in Christ, you may remember that I told them to you. You see, not only does the Holy Spirit enable you to trust in Christ for your salvation, He enables you to confess Christ even in the midst of great difficulty, even in the face of affliction, suffering for the sake of the gospel. Even when your life has seemed to turn upside down and everything goes topsy-turvy, the Holy Spirit enables you to continue to cling to Jesus, who alone is your salvation. Do you remember in Acts chapter 3, Peter is preaching Christ Jesus in Solomon's portico near the temple? And he healed a man who was lame. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he said to the lame man, rise up and walk. And Peter took him by the right hand and raised him up. And immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. And leaping up, he stood and began to walk and entered the temple with the apostles, walking and leaping and praising God. It was the power of the Holy Spirit who raised him up from his crippled state. It was the power of the Holy Spirit who enabled him to walk and leap. It was the power of the Holy Spirit who enabled him to praise God, who had healed him in the name of Jesus. Afterwards, Peter and John were brought before the Jewish council. The Jewish council was not happy with them. For this Jewish council, the Sanhedrin, had, of course, had Jesus arrested and tried on mock charges and handed him over to the Romans to be crucified. And here were these apostles preaching about Jesus. Guess what? Even in the midst of persecution for the name of Christ, even in the face of death, Peter preached to the council that had condemned Jesus to death. He preached Christ crucified. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, and he has become the cornerstone, and there is no salvation in anyone else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. After all, the name Jesus means God saves. He was given the name Jesus because he was a Savior. Now, the council didn't know what to do with this. They said, we've got to put a stop to this preaching. So they called the apostles to them and charged them strictly not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. We don't want to hear that name, and many people today don't want to hear that name. But Peter and John, who were filled with the Holy Spirit, answered them, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than God, you must judge, for we cannot but speak of what we have seen and heard. We cannot but speak of what we have seen or heard. We can't help it. It comes out. We believe in this Christ who was crucified. We believe in this Christ whom God resurrected on the third day. We believe in this Christ who ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father and rules over all things for the good and well-being of his church. And it is this Christ who with the Father has sent the Holy Spirit upon you. Again, whether it is you came to faith later in life through hearing the word of Jesus proclaimed, or whether you were brought to faith through the visible word of holy baptism and were nurtured in that faith by your parents, you could not believe in Jesus Christ or come to him as the Lord, but by the Holy Spirit, who called you by the gospel, enlightened you with his gifts, sanctified and kept you in the true faith. So on this day of Pentecost, on this day commemorating the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, there is nothing better that we can do to honor the Holy Spirit except to proclaim the name Jesus. There's nothing better than that. That's what the Holy Spirit does. Enables us to believe, enables us to confess the name of Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world, even in the face of suffering and affliction and possible death, to say that Jesus is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned person, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death, that I and you may be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. This Jesus today gives you his very body and blood in the sacrament of the altar. The Holy Spirit enables you to believe that it is just as our Lord said, this is my body, this bread, this is my blood, this cup of the New Testament, given and shed for the remission of sins, because above all, the Holy Spirit wants to deliver you the forgiveness of sins, just as UPS delivers a package to your doorstep. So the Holy Spirit takes all the benefits that flowed from the cross, all the benefits that were in the blood and suffering of Jesus, and gives them to you in a package that has the name of Jesus upon it and has your name upon it, in a package that contains Jesus in the bread and wine, in the water of baptism, in the proclamation of the word, in holy absolution. The Holy Spirit points you to Jesus. He enables you to believe. God prays the Father and the Son for sending you the Holy Spirit so you can believe that your sins are all forgiven, and that so you can belong to Christ forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Savior. Amen.